But how? Asked Stella. And why?
You are a special wood sprite, the queen said. You have shown us that you love nature. We believe that you can help protect it. If you wish, you will be responsible for this wood and its creatures.
Oh, yes, Stella said. I do wish.
You do wish what, honey? Asked her father.
Stella looked up to see both of her parents standing over her. They had decided to join her for an outdoor lunch.
I wish that I could always help take care of the animals and trees here.
Well, you can, said her mother.
But I have to be a wood sprite to do it, Stella cried.
She told her parents about her dream and about the queen of the wood sprites giving her responsibility for the woods.
I knew you would fall asleep, said her dad. You don't have to be a wood sprite. You can keep on caring about nature and the outdoors. When you grow up, you can work to keep it safe. You will see. Let's have some lunch. That night, Stella lay in bed, wondering at all that she had seen and heard that day. She worried that she would not be able to care for the woods as she should. But as she tossed and turned, she heard the Sprite Queen saying,
You will do a great job, Stella. Just listen to your heart, and you will be just fine.
Stella fell asleep, a smile on her lips.